Chapter 16. Step right up. The market has all kinds of cool stuff. Food, clothes, furniture, old people in puffy outfits. We set up on the ironing board. Jonah hangs a sign that says, Cinderella's Brownies, $1 each. I take out the marker and turn the B into a C. Much better. The brownie crownies look amazing. They smell amazing. Only problem? We've sold zero.
Why is no one buying any? Jonah whines, finishing off a brownie crownie.
Maybe they're too expensive, Cinderella says. Yes, but this way we don't have to sell as many, I say. Yes, but right now we're not selling any, she says. If they cost less, more people will buy them. When did she get so business savvy? Fine, we'll try selling them for 50 cents apiece. I change the sign to 2 for $1. It doesn't help. Do you know what's also not helping? Jonah eating all the brownie crownies. What time does the market close? I ask. We have a few more hours, Cinderella says. We have to get home and make dinner.
At least we have dessert, Jonah says.
An older woman comes up and sniffs at the table.
What are you selling?
She barks.
Brownies, Jonah says.
Crownies, I correct him. Would you like to buy two? Only $1.
What's a crownie?
It's a yummy dessert.
No, thanks, she says and walks away.
You don't know what you're missing,
Jonah calls out after her and helps himself to another brownie crownie.
Wait a sec. That's the problem.
What is?
Jonah asks. They don't know what a crownie is, I say.
No one knows what a crownie is, Jonah says. It's not a real word.
I ignore him. They don't know how good crownies are. We need to give them samples. That's what you did to convince the carriage driver, right? It'll work here too.
You want us to give away crownies for free?
Cinderella asks, eyes wide. I nod.
Except not whole ones. We'll cut them even smaller. Once people taste them, they'll buy them. It'll be like Whole Foods or Costco. I love when they give you samples.
Jonah, you'll go into the crowd and pass them out. Make sure to tell them that we're selling them right here, okay? He salutes me.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I break some crownies into pieces, put them on a plate, and hand them to my brother.
And Jonah.
Yeah?
No munching.
We've given away a total of 20 crownies and samples, and we've sold 10 crownies at 50 cents each, meaning we've made $5, except we're out $10 in merchandise. It's better than nothing, Cinderella says.
True, I say. Rome wasn't built in a day.
What's Rome? She asks. You really need to get out more, I say.
I'm out of samples,
Jonah says, coming back to our booth. We definitely have more of those, I say. Want to switch?
Sure,
he says. I cut up the crownies into even smaller pieces and start walking down the rows. There's a butcher selling meat. A couple selling silver necklaces that have a dangling green eye on them. A little bit creepy.
Oh, a woman with red hair is selling seriously cute dresses for $10.
I wish I had money so I could get one. Right now, I'm wearing one of Cinderella's drab gray dresses. It's kind of itchy, and about two sizes too big.
Crownies! I chant, come have a free crownie! A brand new dessert like you've never had before! It's a mix between a cookie and a cake. The chocolate will melt in your mouth! Goes great with a glass of milk!
A few people take samples, and I remind them to come by our booth.
I'll try one, says a little freckled boy.
I hand him one and watch as his eyes widen with joy.
Delicious, he says.
Excuse me, would you like a tasty treat? I offer a pregnant woman. We're selling them for 50 cents at our booth.
Absolutely, she says. Hey, these are amazing.
I give her an extra one since she's tasting for two.
Excuse me, would you like to taste Cinderella's crownies?
I say to the back of a young woman's head.
They're delicious. They're homemade. Come meet the baker.
She turns around. Her hair isn't blonde or brunette. It's in the middle, and frizzy. Her eyes aren't blue or green or sparkly or really big. They're average, and her lips are kind of thin. My jaw drops. Her jaw drops. It's Kayla.